Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the special meeting of the Borough of Englewood Cliffs Mayor and Council. Today is February 18th, 2022. It's 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and I call this meeting to order via the Zoom application. Madam Clerk, could you please read into the record the statement of compliance?
Adequate notice of this meeting has provided in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, setting forth the date, time, and place and the purpose of this public meeting through a legal notice sent to the record and posted on the borough website and the bulletin board.
Thank you very much. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mayor Krajicek?
Here.
Council President Katrubis? Councilmember Farrell?
Here.
Councilmember Park?
Here.
Councilmember DiGregorio? Oh, I think you're muted. I just saw him mute.
He's muted.
He's muted, right?
Let me get yeah.
And I say present. Sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay. Councilmember Luciano? Attorney Mensch?
Here.
Administrator Thompson Chin?
Here.
So we're missing Councilman Katrubis and Luciano?
Correct.
Okay.
Hold on, he's here now. Mr. Katrubis is here. Mr. Luciano is not.
Okay. Okay, let's start this meeting as we start all our meetings with the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, just a quick little note. We've had another good week regarding the COVID pandemic. We've had only three positive cases, so things are looking much better for the town and for the area. Can I have a motion to go into closed session, please?
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. So members of the public, we are now going to go into closed session, and the borough clerk will move you into a waiting room.
Council President, Jerry, just let me know when you're ready.
Give me one moment.
Jewel, did you get Mr. Dasty on your phone?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I can hear you all very well. Thank you.
All right, great. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hold on one moment. There's one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think we're all good, Mayor.
All right. So Mr. Dasty's joining us by telephone.
Oh, let me just turn this off.
I think through post. Okay. Give a motion to open to the public.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, so we're going to open to the public for comment. If you're a member of the public and wish to be heard, please raise your hand either physically or virtually, and we'll try to recognize you. If you're not on camera, just try to get our attention if no one else is speaking. And please go ahead and let me know if you'd like to say anything. I see a hand, Mary O'Shea. Can you unmute Mary O'Shea? Go ahead, Ms. O'Shea.
Yes, Mayor, thank you very much. I'd like to know what this meeting was about, why it was called. You had a resolution that you approved at February 9th, 2257, hiring the same attorneys that you are hiring tonight or this afternoon on a special meeting with very little notice to the public. Could you please give some explanation as to what this is all about?
So I was informed by Mr. Dasty that there were other related matters that needed to have counsel appointed, and the resolution that was done at the last meeting would not have appointed his firm for that matter. Mr. Dasty, if you're on, do you want to add anything to that?
Mayor, you said it correctly. The last vote was for me, for my office to represent mayor and the three council people with regard to the complaint initiated by the other two council people. It's very specific, which I guess it should have been. Since then, a lot else has happened, and I wanted to find out, and we're going to have motions in a moment, whether or not I or someone else will be appointed to represent the borough with regard to these other matters of litigation that you're going to hear about just a moment.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. O'Shea, is there anything else?
Just are the other matters related? Can you answer that?
We're all Englewood Cliffs. If you wait a couple of seconds, you'll hear all about it.
Okay. All right. Will the copies of the resolutions be put on a split screen for us to see? Anybody?
Mayor, I don't know your practice here in Englewood Cliffs. So you don't.
We don't have any set practices because we're all over the bush. It's like the Wild West.
So I don't have the ability to share a document. Happy to have the borough clerk share the resolution on screen if possible. Okay. Anyone else from the public wishing to be heard? Okay, that's not the document. Okay, Ms. O'Shea, I see your hand is still up. Did you have anything else?
I'm trying to figure out how to put it down right now. Okay, because the screen, there it is over there. Okay.
So I don't see any other members of the public wishing to be heard. So can I have a...
I got it.
I'm wrong. Anyone else out there? Okay. Can I have a motion to close the public portion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So next on the agenda is resolution 22-70, appointing Dasty Murphy, McGucking, Olakey, Koutsouris, and Connors as special counsel to the borough to attend the various matters of litigation. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
You have a roll call? You have a roll call? The document that you're sharing, Ms. Borchers, is not the document that's the resolution. This is a letter that you're sharing to Ms. Geiger.
No, I couldn't do that.
Okay, so the one you're sharing is not the proper document.
You know what? Let me remove it from my regular screen. Okay.
Your screen is showing over here.
You know what, Ms. Borchers? Just stop your share.
Okay. Give me one moment. I am not very good with this, Mayor, so bear with me.
Okay, I mean, the public should not be seeing your desktop.
Here we go.
There we go.
Got it?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay, can I see the roll call?
Councilmember Park?
Yes.
Councilmember Farrow?
Yes.
Councilmember DiGregorio? Did he not come back?
He's there, he's muted.
I think he's muted.
He muted himself, but I'm sure he'll blame me.
Councilmember Luciano was absent. Councilmember Koutsouris?
Yes.
So.
It passes.
No, wait a second, Mr. Dasty.
Thank you. Mr. Dasty, was there anything else that you needed?
Mr. Dasty, I did not vote.
No,
this was for hiring. Can you just clarify?
Mr. DiGregorio, thank you for joining all of us. We just went through 22-70. It's on the agenda. It's the matter that we're here for today. You're asked to vote on it. You didn't speak. Would you like to vote now?
I'm just bringing up, I have this here.
Okay, Mr. Dasty, other than this resolution, was there anything else that we needed to do?
Yes, just a couple more things, Jeff.
Okay, what else is there? While Mr. DiGregorio reads what he should have read before. Go ahead.
I'd like, frankly, for myself to have, if Your Honor, could bear with me, Mr. DiGregorio's vote. The vote was to whether or not my firm should continue or expand in terms of representing the town with these other lawsuits.
And for the public's sake, I know we discussed them. Could you expand on what those lawsuits are?
I'm going to get to that in a couple of seconds because okay. There's votes on those, if you wish. The ones we discussed in closed session. Can I do that?
Could you? We really need to, I think, I mean, for me to vote on this, you really need to be specific. And there are some things I probably need to recuse on.
Let's do this. In closed session, and this is not a matter that I'm going to have to do much legal work on. In closed session, there was a straw poll as to whether or not you wanted to appeal the appellate division to the appellate division, the malpractice case, which has been dismissed. That's number one. Secondly, in conjunction with that malpractice case, Englewood Cliffs has been assessed a fine of about $6,100 that it's supposed to pay to the plaintiff's attorney within 20 days of February 2nd. You should vote on that and authorize the CFO to pay that money. Thirdly, I think you've authorized me to speak with the New York City firm and the Stone Mangini firm in an attempt to resolve those issues, if we can, obviously subject to your approval. And one that I think you should not vote on, Mr. DiGregorio, is whether or not if we're not going to pay or retain or authorize work for the New York firm anymore, I'll be speaking with the attorney for your attorney, Mr. Wunsch, and I think we can resolve that case. But that's all in public session. We should have those votes, and I'll be glad to go down them again. But that's a laundry list of the cases. Okay.
Thank you.
And do you want to vote on it?
Well, our borough attorney indicated that it is not. As we discussed in closed session.
Well, you can't talk about what was discussed in closed session. Those are the rules.
Well, Mr. Dasty just did. So
No. He didn't get into details that you're about to get into and violate the privilege of closed session. You're being warned.
The question is, are you authorizing my firm to handle these legal matters for the borough? Mr. Munch has indicated he cannot.
And what did you mention about the a payment of the New York City law firm?
Mr. DiGregorio, you are wasting once again everyone's time. You have been fully briefed. You have had the document. You have read. You have been in closed session. We're asking you if you want to vote. You missed your opportunity to vote. We're being very courteous here. We came back to you. We even gave you the ability to ask Mr. Dasty questions. But that apparently is not good enough for you because you want to continue to waste our time. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you one more time. You vote yes, no, abstain, or recuse. And then we're going to move on because we're not having you waste everyone else's time any longer, sir.
Well,
how do you vote? Yes, no, abstain, or recuse?
I just would like to say, and we should have discussion before we vote, but
we had plenty of discussion.
Very, very calmly. No. I think that what Mr. Dasty just said informs the public as to what this vote is about. If you just look at the resolution,
He also said he was going to get into more detail. So I'm going to ask you to pause, Mr. Dasty, get into more detail on the subsequent resolutions so we do this all once. Because Mr. DiGregorio has a very, very bad habit of doing the same thing five times in an hour in the same meeting. And we're not doing that any longer. Mr. Dasty, go ahead.
The public has a right to know.
They will know. I just told you. They will know.
Does the council wish to not appeal? We need a vote. Not appeal the malpractice case to the appellate division.
Maura, you have to mute everyone else. There's feedback.
We need to vote on that.
Maura, everyone gets muted except the governing body.
Let me unmute you. Give me one moment.
You have to stop letting that happen, Laura. It happens every meeting.
We need a vote as to whether or not the council, the governing body, wants to go forward and file an appeal with the appellate division as to the malpractice case. Yes or no?
So can we have a roll call? Actually, do we have a motion?
Yeah, let's get a motion first.
Okay, council. You can make a motion. I can't make a motion. Mr. Dasty needs this matter to be decided. Mr. Dasty, please restate the motion so somebody sure. can move it.
Sure. You have 45 days from January 21st. If you want to file an appeal of the court's decision which dismissed your malpractice case, yes or no? Is there a motion to continue, or is there a motion to...
I make a motion.
Is your motion to appeal or to not appeal?
To appeal.
Okay, so your motion is to appeal. Is there a second? Okay, there's no second. Is there a motion to not appeal?
I was muted. I'll second it.
Okay, so the motion to appeal has been seconded by Mr. Kotrubas. Can we have a roll? Can we have discussion? Can we have a roll call?
Councilmember Park?
You're muted, sir.
Councilmember Park?
Councilman Park, you're muted.
Yeah, okay, sorry about it.
Councilmember
yes.
Park?
Yes.
We're voting to appeal, Mark.
Yeah, appeal, yeah.
To appeal the malpractice?
Yeah. Appeal.
Voted yes.
Councilmember Farrow?
Yes.
I don't think that Mr. Park was clear on that. I think that.
I don't think Mr. Park was clear on that either.
Mr. Park voted yes.
Okay. Okay. This is appeal what? Appeal, right?
Yes. Thank you.
To appeal the malpractice case.
The malpractice.
No, not malpractice.
What do you vote, Mr. Park? What are you voting yes to that you think you're voting yes to?
I told you about the process about it with my condition. You denied about my condition cross session, right?
I'm not horse trading with you, sir. This is a yes or no vote. You said yes, then and you're saying no.
Without my condition, then I'm going to withdraw no.
Why don't you tell the public what your condition is?
No, I already told you about it.
No, tell the public.
You don't have to answer that, Mr. Park.
Yeah.
Mr. Park, we're not horse trading. We're trying to do our jobs as elected officials. So I can't give you anything other than a vote here.
No, not this case. I just approached the appeal case with destroyed about the special committee, the affordable committee. If we restore with the affordable committee, I keep continuing. Yes, but without that one, I'm going to abstain. No. I told you already, my closed session already.
Are you voting abstain now or no or yes? What are you voting?
Abstain.
Councilman DiGregorio.
I don't know if Mr. Park understands. Totally.
You vote for yourself. Don't worry about Mr. Park, Mr. DiGregorio. You worry about other people too much. Worry about yourself, sir. How do you vote?
This is for appealing the 800 Sylvan, this is for appealing. Again, Mr. Dasty, could you complete my sentence so we're all crystal clear on this?
The malpractice case, which was dismissed by the judge. The malpractice case against your four previous defendant affordable housing attorney.
Well, I don't know how Mr. DiGregorio could even vote on this since one of the defendants is his attorney in another case. I mean, isn't that a conflict, sir? Really? I mean, it's time to wake up, people. This man is being represented by a defendant in another case, a lawyer defendant, who he is now voting on. If that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. And Mr. DiGregorio, this is going to be a problem for you.
Mr. DiGregorio, I agree with the mayor. I'm sorry. I just don't know all the players yet. And I apologize. You should probably should abstain, sir, or recuse yourself.
Yeah, David, I agree with that, too.
Okay, I understand, but hold on a second. I recuse.
Yeah, and David, that's because you now that you've hired Runch as your attorney, this is the first time since that I'm aware of that I can recall anyway that that now that he's actually filed a lawsuit on your behalf. That's the difference between now and early votes.
Mr. Mensch, I know you have had a very difficult week, but why am I the one who's got to bring out these conflicts of interest? And why aren't you doing that? You're the borough attorney. I am not the borough attorney.
Yeah, understood, sir. But you made a good point, and I agree with you.
Abstain.
No, I think abstain? You should recuse yourself, sir.
Recuse.
I recuse.
Because the abstain would act as a negative vote, but no.
Okay.
Councilman Kutrubis.
Matt, if Councilman I abstain, does it pass? What happens if I abstain?
And a resolution only passes if it's a majority vote of those present. So that would be, if you abstain, it's going to be one positive vote, Ramones, two abstentions. So it doesn't pass. It's 1-3.
And I abstain.
One, yes. Yeah.
I abstain.
All right. So you basically you're voting no to an appeal.
No, I'm abstaining, Mario. There's a big difference. I'm abstaining. No,
because the effect is the same.
I'm sorry, sir.
Especially since you just asked.
Perhaps it should be explained to you. I don't think you understand the difference between abstain and no. That's why we have a choice. I am abstaining. I don't need to hear anything further from you.
But you asked for the ramifications.
Thank you very much. Moving on.
Let me finish. You asked for the ramifications of an abstention. And under our bylaws, as it was explained to you just now, the abstention is a no vote. So you voted with the four law firms that
committed malpractice. No, sir. I abstained. Yes, you did, that's sir. The case, I would have
yes,
voted
you
no.
And not even no, you. Sir. As a wiggly worm, can wiggle yourself out of this one.
No,
sir.
The only worm.
No, you cannot even get out of this one, sir.
I am nothing
you
more than a gentleman.
You voted no, and the public now has seen you for what you are.
Yes.
You voted no. Okay.
The only person
on this council
that
did the right thing is Councilman Farrell.
I abstained, sir. Do you know the difference?
Yeah, it's the same as voting no. And
no,
you
it's not
try
the same.
To pinch
I'm
that however you want, but it would be actually good for you to face the public, turn your camera on, face your peers, and tell everyone that everything you ran on for your campaign, you have now violated.
I ran on restoring public trust, not enabling corrupt individuals like yourself.
Oh, you call me corrupt now.
No, I'll retract that statement.
I'll
retract that statement.
Mind.
But you definitely have serious
issues. You have lost your mind, Mr.
With being
now you're fumbling for words because you know calling me corrupt was a really bad decision on your part.
No, yeah.
On the next,
I retracted my statement.
Someday we'll find out about the side deals that you all have done. Thank you.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Can you repeat that again?
Ahead,
about a side deal, Mario. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that again so we're clear?
Ahead,
you don't want to say it now, do you?
Gentlemen, the next.
I didn't think so, Mario. But you're still on tape, and you did. And you're still on. You've still been recorded, and you haven't retracted.
We'll find out about all the side deals that everyone has done. That's fine. You have me on tape, but you also called me corrupt, sir. And you know,
there's many definitions to corrupt
and
retracted.
So
moving on.
I've been called a lot of things, sir. Including I've been called a Nazi by Mr. DiGregorio last week, which he never apologized for, because I guess that's just the
Mario,
way it rolls.
Mario, move on.
So Mr. DiGregorio, Mr. Kutrubis, you're all the same. You're all the same.
No, sir.
And Mr. Park,
the only person,
you're the leader. And I'm going to make sure, Mr. Park, that the whole Korean American community in our town knows.
Oh, they're going to believe you, Mario. They're certainly
going to believe you. Voted no, okay?
They're going to believe you.
The next question, the next issue.
As you said, it's on tape, Mr. Kutrubis.
General, the next issue or question or vote is that there's been a $6,100 change. I forget the exact number. $6,100 a penalty assessed against the town in favor of the plaintiff law firms that represented the attorney defendants in the malpractice case. You've been assessed a fine of $6,100 that you have to pay within 20 days of February 2nd. You have the right to appeal that, or you have the, obviously the authorization to have the CFO pay it. So it's got to be done one way or the other within 20 days of February 22nd.
Mr. Dasty, you're leaving out an important part, Mr. Dasty, which is that, first of all, this judge gave that fine to the town by basically saying that someone that's no longer in a case has rights in that case to discovery. And that's a very important point because, again, Judge Farrington lets her emotions about this town lead her decisions, okay? It is incomprehensible how a non-party to a litigation could have any rights in that litigation for discovery. And that is an important point for everyone here, the council, you, Mr. Dasty, and the public to understand that this is the judge piling on, wrongfully piling on, and it should be appealed, as should have the other decisions been appealed, that this council was too weak, too timid, too unbrave, too uncourageous to fight for this town, despite everything that they ran on in their election campaigns. They are a disgrace, except for Councilman Farrell.
Oh yes, he's brave, he's brave.
He is brave.
Oh yeah, he just does
Mayor, what he does. So is there a motion to appeal the $6,100?
Mayor, I just want to correct one thing you said. You were correct to correct me before. Let me just try this. The attorneys representing 800 Sylvan were the ones who were awarded the $6,100. The town sued Sylvan. They were a defendant in that case. They asked for discovery. It didn't come through, and that's what the $6,100 is all about.
Okay, well, it still should be discussion. And she did, by the way, just to be clear, give a non-party the right to discovery.
Our borough attorney advised us that it will cost more to appeal. There's no sense in doing that. And holding to my oath of office, I do not think we should appeal. It's foolhardy and a waste of money. It'll cost us more money to appeal.
Right, you didn't think that way when you awarded a police chief, a suspect police chief, $250,000, okay? You were okay back then. This is $6,000. I don't think it'll break the bank.
Number one, I wasn't on council.
Yeah, you voted in December 2019. That your first meeting, you approved $250,000 of nonsense going out the door, okay? Mr. DiGregorio?
That has nothing to do with this issue.
Mr. DiGregorio, it goes to your character and to your honesty. And I will expose you at every turn, sir, because we have all figured you out now.
Thank you, Mayor Panjek. I appreciate
it. Happy to do that, just to keep you a little bit more honest than you otherwise would be.
Big point is about.
I have no worries about my honesty. Thank you.
Okay, so we need a motion. We need a motion, and it's not my decision. It's this council's decision. I could just tell you how I feel about things, and I try to guide you. Do you approve the $6,100 being paid or being appealed? Somebody needs to make a motion, and it's not me.
I'll make the motion.
What's your motion?
To pay.
Is there a second? Okay, there's no second. The motion fails. Is there a motion to appeal the $6,100 since you're not paying it by default? It needs to be dealt with one way or the other. Is there a motion to appeal it? All right, so the do nothing council does nothing, right?
Gentlemen, you've been ordered by the judge to pay it. So if you do nothing, then you're gonna have to pay it or be in contempt, which is fine with me. You're gonna have to pay it or you'll be subject to another motion, which might hold you in contempt and or additional fines. So there you go. I think that the staff, the administrative staff would like direction as to whether or not to wire that $6,100 of township funds, one way or the other, council funds, taxpayer funds.
Well, here's the thing, right, Mr. Dasty, the administrative staff doesn't need anything. If this council doesn't do anything, they do nothing, and it's the council that's held in contempt. Unless they're going to appeal it.
I think that the council has to vote to spend money, as you do every month. You pay the bills. This is a bill. And you're ordered to pay within 20 days. So.
Or you could appeal it.
Yes, right. Yes.
Well, I go on record as opposing the appeal. Whether you want to vote on it or not, I just wanted to go on record that I absolutely oppose appealing this. It's a waste of taxpayer money. That's all I can do unless someone seconds the motion.
Okay, my question here, if we do appeal, what is the advantage for us?
What is what, sir?
What is the disadvantage for our town if we do appeal?
Mark, I think the issue here is if you appeal, the only issue is there's costs to pay to appeal. And then, the judge will issue a decision one way or the other. The appellate division will issue a decision one way or the other on whether to uphold your appeal. If you win, then you don't have to pay the $6,100. You still have to pay your attorney to fight that. If you lose, then you're going to have to pay your attorney. You don't know if there's going to be any other sanctions imposed, costs, things like that. The only question I would have, just to make sure it's clear, Mr. Dassey, this is the $6,100. The question is only to appeal that order directing the payment. This is not an appeal of the order requiring the documents be provided. Those have already been provided at this point, correct? Or am I misstating that, sir?
I don't know, Mr. Munch, if they were.
Well, I think that's an important, I'll take a look real quick. I might be able to pull it up while we're talking, but the fines are for the borough's failure. It's essentially a contempt of court the judge already has entered, saying that you were fined every day for delaying and not paying not providing the documents. I don't think this appeal is necessarily for the documents. I think that's already been tried and failed. But I'll take a look at the docket while I'm sitting here.
So look, counsel, this should have been a 20-minute meeting. It's now 4:10. Is there an appeal motion? Is there a motion to pay this money? Get your act together, everybody.
We don't even know what we're appealing, Mario. What are you talking about?
Are you appealing the $6,100? Please join us for this meeting.
Tonight. Matt just said he's going to confirm it.
Matt, we're having a meeting and no one's done any homework. Come on, guys. And by the way, and for the record, Mr. DiGregorio sitting in a closed session discussing his attorney, who's also a defendant in a case, is basically a wrongful act on his part and a conflicted act. And this council should take action against him for doing that. If not the council, the public. We don't roll the red carpet out for you, Mr. DiGregorio, to sit in where you shouldn't be.
Matt, I think that the documents were eventually produced, but late.
Yeah, that was my understanding too, Jerry, is that we're not appealing providing the documents. We're simply appealing the fact that we didn't pay them on time. That's and I correct. Think that the chance that an appellate division judge is going to overturn the court's order, it could.
I understand that, Matt. It's not that we didn't pay them on time. It's that we got fined for something that we should not have been fined for. And that's the appeal. Because the time to pay it has not run.
Correct.
But did they receive the information?
They got the information, but the case now has been dismissed against you, and you just voted not to appeal the decision of the judge, which threw out the case. So you voted not to appeal that.
So the only voted not to appeal?
I'm sorry, sir?
You say we voted not to appeal?
I thought you did about 10 or 15 minutes ago. Yes, sir.
So they voted to not appeal the decision.
The decision to dismiss the malpractice case, you voted not to appeal that. It's done. But the only remaining issue on that is whether you're going to comply with an order that was part of that case to pay the $6,100 within 20 days of February 2nd.
So it doesn't make sense not to pay it then.
Exactly. So let's pay it and be done with it. And let's not let this cost the borough even more money. Simple.
What would be to appeal? What are we going to gain?
I think that we need a motion one way or the other, gentlemen. Unless there's more questions or comments.
I'll do it again. I'll make the motion not to appeal on behalf of keeping our taxes low and being careful with taxpayers' funds. So
the motion should be whether or not you want to pay it.
Yeah, pay the money like any other bill. Motion to pay.
Okay, so then I'll make the motion to pay the money.
Of course you do, because it's going to your friends. Go ahead. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, and you're all moving this and seconding it because you think this is the end of the oppression that our town faces from, you know, these greater powers on affordable housing. You're just jumping further down the hole.
Councilman Park?
Every single bad decision that's made should be fought.
Abstain.
Who's abstaining?
Mark.
Councilman Farrow?
Abstain.
Councilman DiGregorio?
Pay them. Yes.
Councilman Katrubis?
Pay them. Yes, pay them.
Of course. Of course you guys want to pay bad people. All right. Is that it, Mr. Dasty?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Enough damage to this town on a Friday?
Well, I apologize for that, but I'm trying to minimize the damage. I apologize.
No, I understand. You're doing your job. It's the council that's not doing their jobs. Every single one of these people ran on election campaigns to fight for certain things, except Mr. DiGregorio. He'll hand over the town to anyone who wants it.
With all due respect, may I say something?
Well, hold on. Yes, I want to do one other thing. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
One more thing I just would like.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I would just like to compliment the mayor. With all due respect, Mario, you're doing an excellent job in showing the public your insanity.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you are a true socialist Marxist, so it's good to have you here because we always leave one of you in the room.
Thank you.
You never denied it, did you? Not even the last week motion, when I told you that five times.
Motion to close.
You're a proud socialist Marxist.
Second.
Look at him, everybody. That's who you voted.
Let's call the vote, please.
Getting uncomfortable, David?
Not at all.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano?
Not here.
I'm sorry. Councilman Katrubis.
Yes.
Councilman Katrubis.
Yeah.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Thank you all. Have a nice weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Dasty.
Thank you.